And let's finish the share-a-thon so we can go see the movie No Vacancy. It's a Fathom event at theaters nationwide, including some theaters here in Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. Here to talk about No Vacancy, it's the writer and producer of the film, Art Aris. How are you?
Okay, where are you guys located?
We are in Toledo, Ohio. Where are you?
We are in sunny Florida. We're in the shadow of Mickey Mouse.
Well, we're finally getting our spring here. It's been a horrible spring.
Good. Yes, I was enjoying listening to your music while you were getting me on.
Thanks. Thank you. Well, No Vacancy will be in Northwest Ohio at Maumee, Lima, and Findlay, and then Ypsilanti, Salina, Monroe, closest ones to our area, but nationwide. It's a one-night-only event, but tell us about No Vacancy. It's based on a true story, correct?
It is based on a true story. It is the church that I attend and where I serve. Hmm. Yeah, I'm the CEO of Kingstone Studios, and for years we've created comic books. We created the Kingstone Bible, which is the most complete graphic adaptation the Bible ever done, and we've done our stuff. I've done another movie, done another documentary. But we really felt that this story, Chris and Jeff, needed to be told as a motion picture. Based on a true story, there's three main characters, an Orlando Sentinel reporter. All of them are true people. One of them's a pastor, and one of them is a guy that's overcoming addiction. And their lives kind of intertwine in the story, and it ends up with a really like a miraculous payoff at the end of the movie.
And this is a story, an event that became recognized worldwide, isn't it?
You know, it really is, and that's part of the genesis of me wanting to make it into a movie. We've had several documentaries made about our church, and we've had the largest a television station in France came over and did a piece. Nippon Television in Japan came over and did a piece. I said, the Channel 9, the ABC affiliate in Orlando had come over like 7 or 8 times and done pieces. I said, you know, it's getting all of this general market press. We feel like we need to take it to the next level, make it into a movie.
All right, so this actually happened in Orlando area?
Yeah, we're in a little small town near Orlando. And it's a little small town, and it's really God did a big thing in a small town. our church made a really strategic decision and a very sacrificial decision, and it was amazing how God answered that prayer. And this Orlando Sentinel reporter kind of broke the story, so to speak, of what was happening. And we were going through a real struggle here in our little town, and it was the setting of the movies around 2007, 2008, not too far akin from what we're going through right now. It's a very severe a recession, if you remember, and our area, it was interesting, but the entire nation was having a real problem with joblessness. You know, the unemployment was through the roof, and Florida had the highest unemployment rate in the nation.
Oh, wow.
But within Florida, our county had the highest unemployment rate in the state of Florida. So literally, we were sitting on the top of the unemployment problem, and we had a lot of homeless people, and we just made a really dramatic and crazy decision to try to buy a motel to take care of homeless families.
Wow. And a big part of this is even the story about the reporter. She has a little bit of a story to what happened with her.
She does. And she's a really neat lady. Hopefully she'll be coming to the premiere tonight. But she really had kind of been following like what, you know, some of the strategic decisions we had made, our church here, First Baptist Leesburg, in this town, this little small town. But she, when we cast the movie, I knew I wanted T.C. Stallings because he was so great in War Room and Courageous. I knew I wanted him to play the character, the drug addict, and he did a marvelous job. And then we hired Dean Cain to play the pastor. He did an amazing job. But when it came to the part of trying to find the lady to be the star, the Orlando Sentinel reporter, the casting director said, you've got something interesting here. She said, you're going to get a lot of response because you're offering a lead to a lady like in her 50s or 60s, and that's super rare in Hollywood. And she was correct. We had over 1,400 actresses apply for the role, and the top 30 of them were just incredible. But we ended up hiring Sean Young, who was in Blade Runner and Dune, and she played the Orlando Sentinel reporter, and you can kind of see a transformation in her life as she is very sarcastic about religion, but then she begins seeing that this church and what they're doing in the community, and you can begin to see her persona change.
Tell us a little bit more about the other characters in the film.
Well, Dean Cain is based on Pastor Cliff Lee, who is a real person, and he was the one that really led our church in making a decision to try to go to buy this motel. And our church had made a big decision, which is covered in the movie. I don't want to take away the thunder of the movie, but we had made a very strategic decision a few years ahead of this, and it put us in a position to really try to make an impact on our community. And it's just that our communities are different than the area that you guys are in. We are racked with homelessness, drugs like crazy, a lot of mental health issues. But we realized we just could not just ignore these people. And so we made a decision that we were really going to, get outside the walls of the church and try to do something for the community. And it really attracted a lot of the secular news, and now it's come into a motion picture.
Life in the Orlando area, we see Orlando, we think, all the theme parks and things are great, and, there's lots of tourism, and everybody's got a job because there's so many jobs, but not so much the case, really.
It's not. Now, the last few years has been a little bit better as far as employment, but 2007, 2008, it was very critical, and there was just high unemployment. And the thing is, a lot of the families just find themselves, we actually reference this in the movie, but we had, 1,400 homeless children. They're going to school and they don't have a place to live. It was racking our area.
When someone's in that situation, it's hard to get out of it, isn't it? How does someone break the cycle in that? What did you guys learn? What did your church learn from doing all this?
Well, our church, for years, we'd already had a men's drug and alcohol facility. We had a 30-bed drug alcohol facility for men. We had a medical center where we helped people medically. And we had a women's care center where we helped women with drug addictions. But we didn't really have something for families. And what we've seen a lot of times with people, they really need, first of all, it's kind of like what Jesus said, you want to be made well. We look for those people that really are trying to break the cycle, to get out of their dire situation. And we have people that come alongside them and just get involved with their lives. You got to take care of the immediate need of a place to stay out of the rain, to be able to, the kids can get a night's sleep and go to school. And so that's why we were really driven to try to acquire this motel to help take care of needy families.
What kind of capacity does that motel give you? I'm sure it opened more opportunities to serve people, but how big is it? And tell us a little bit more about the motel.
The motel, I'd say 20-something rooms, kind of like efficiencies, maybe more, maybe 24, I'm not sure. But basically it stays full every night of the year. I could buy 5 motels and we could still take care of people. It's just that a lot of people, of course, it's not the end-all solution, but it is a step to help people in the right direction. And we help them with getting education, getting their GED, help them with job placement. It's very a holistic thing. But we find out people that are really in a crisis situation, it's kind of like you start pulling a ball of yarn. There's so many things in there that you need to address. And so that really, our church made a decision that we were going to address those needs in the name of Christ.
So you're the writer and producer. What did you have to do to make it film adaptable yet still keep the true story? Or how does that all work when you're a writer of a true event, try and put it on the film?
That is a super good question. One of the things in Hollywood is called the 3-star formula. You need to have 3 stars, 3 bankable stars, really, to carry a movie and to make it of any value. And, if you want to tell just a totally true story, you do a documentary. But if you want to tell a story, you really do a movie or a film. And I would say that the film is probably 90 to 95% true. We put in 1 or 2 fictional characters, almost everything in the movie is true. Like the miraculous things that happen in the end, every bit of that is true about people coming in, other than there's one fictional character in there, but everything else is true. The bank officer, these other people. And the movie is, you have to tell the story. So you have to have character development in the Orlando Sentinel reporter. You have to have character development in the addict. You have character development in the pastor. And so you've really got to kind of show what happens, but it's also challenging to take several years and compress it into 90 minutes. But the movie is very, very, very factual. It's like a lot of movies you'll see, and some of them say based on a true story. They should say loosely based on a true story. Okay. Yeah. This one is probably 90 to 95% true.
We're talking to the writer and producer of the movie No Vacancy. It's Art Aris. It's in theaters tonight for one night, a Fathom event. You can find out more information at fathomevents.com. Now, Art, it sounds like the motel has been full. Why did you come up with the No Vacancy title?
You have to see a picture at the end of the movie, and it'll explain it all.
Okay. You got us. Yep. All right, we got to see it. So what do you hope that people will walk away with when they come to see this movie?
You know, we really want people to walk away with hope. Everything we do is in Kingston Studios. We want it really to be derived of people can find hope. You know, a lot of families are really struggling with their kids or grandkids or nephews or whatever, family members, parents struggling with a drug addiction. We really want to give hope to those families. And also people that are actually finding themselves in addictions, we want to give them hope and say, hey, you know, there's a way out of this mess. You know, that Christ really has a good plan for you. He can help you. But you've got to turn to Christ, and he can do something in your life. And we've seen this happen thousands of times. The story that we did could be replicated. I could do 1,000 motion pictures about people, their lives that were changed. But anyway, we selected one that was really kind of a very representative of what we do. But the thing, we want to give hope to people and also say to churches, you know, we want to encourage churches within their context, you know, church in Toledo, church in Findlay, you know, whatever situation they find themselves in, just look ways that they can be on mission with God. And we just show this is what God did here in a little small town, and God's not limited. He'll do the same thing, you know, whatever God leads you to do in your context. And so that's really what we want to encourage people to do.
The No Vacancy shows tonight. It's a one-night event through Fathom Events, and some of the theaters in our area include the Fallen Timbers 14 in Maumee, the AMC 12 in Findlay, and the Regal American Mall 12 in Lima. And for our online listeners nationwide, where can people find out more information and where the showings are in their area?
They can, for information they want to get, they can go to novacancymovie.com. They can also go to kingstonestudios.com. But when they go to novacancymovie.com, if they click on tickets, you know, it'll show up and they just put in their zip code and it'll show the theater closest to them. But we also want to say, too, for churches, because a lot of churches are not by theaters, for 30 days between May 10 and June 9th, we also will have it available. They can still go to novacancymovie.com and click on bring it to their church, and they can bring it to their church. Even if it's a small church of 100 people, 50 people, they can still bring it to their church as a ticketed event. And then June 10th, that they can stream it off of kingstonestudios.com if they want to watch it in their home.
All right, and what time is it happening tonight, and what all will anything else special be going on tonight?
I think we're doing a little bit of a red carpet in Nashville. I'll be going to a screening at a small town near here. But it is a one night only, but some areas are doing so well that they've expanded to 4 days. Yeah. And so it really depends on what the ticket sales are. So okay. Basically, it'll be at 7 o'clock that they can go, and if they go, I'd like for them to take a picture and email it to us at Kingstone Studios, and we can put it on our social media.
What other movies can we find from Kingstone Studios?
Well, we did a movie called The Touch. It's been on television quite a bit. There's a documentary, Come Alive. We have another documentary on our kingstonestudios.com, T.C. Stallings. It's about his football career, and it's a really strong faith-filled that. And we're working on some animation. And so that's the main thing we're known for is KingstoneComics.com. It's because we create Christian comics. We hired about 40, 45 artists that had all worked with Marvel, DC, or Dark Horse, some of the comics, and we create Christian comics. So basically, yeah, I think if you keep looking at us, you'll see comics, some animation, and hopefully if this movie's successful, hopefully we'll do another movie.
What's the website again for Kingstone Studios?
KingstoneStudios.com.
Well, Art, hey, we appreciate you chatting with us and looking forward to the movie tonight. And can we do you a favor? Can you, you're in media like us, but you're in the film media. Can you stress the importance of supporting a radio station like ESFM?
I can. I'm so glad you asked that question because I was going to encourage you. I listened to you that you guys were in the middle of that. I've been where you've been. I've been there 100 times, okay? Stay faithful to what God's called you to do. God's called you to that area, and God needs to speak to people about supporting that work. And, you know, it's one thing for people to say, oh, all this trash and stuff is out there. Yeah, but you need to support people that are doing it, like your radio station, like people like us and other, you know, the Kendrick Brothers, people that are putting out great movies and great content. We need to support it with our pocketbook. And so that's why I like to do everything I can to create and support Christian radio, Christian movies. And, you know, it's one thing to say it, but we need to back it up with our pocketbooks. And actually, that actually is kind of almost a line from one of the movies, too.
Oh. All right. Well, it's No Vacancy tonight. What time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. KingstoneStudios.com to find out where it is showing in your area.
Can I pray for you guys before I get off the phone?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I just rejoice that these guys are so faithful up there in the middle of Ohio, proclaiming the gospel, giving great music to people. And we pray that in the midst of this this share-a-thon, we pray that people would be extremely generous and be able to do even beyond what they're able, just like the Philippian church, and pray that you will continue to help them to broadcast strongly and powerfully and gloriously, we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Art. And let's go see that movie tonight in Toledo at the Fallen Timbers 14 in Maumee, in Findlay at the AMC 12, and in Lima at the Regal American Mall. Also in Monroe, Michigan at the Phoenix Theaters of Monroe. And more theaters available nationwide. Just again, go to kingstonestudios.com to find out. Art, thank you so much for the prayer and for the encouragement and for your work in providing us some great, positive, alternative media out there that we can enjoy.
Amen. God bless you guys in your share-a-thon.
And God bless you tonight.
Thank you, sir.